Nova 1035. On a Thursday. Nova
1035. It's exactly 8:30 on Nova 1035. Thursday morning. Busy. Lots of people we're talking to. Am I... My fresh guest looks good this morning because, you know, it's not so cold this morning. Gerard Fourie, Head of Marketing of Nankuze Collection. So nice to have you here this morning. Gerard, let's get things underway. The Nankuze Tambila Farmstead is getting quite a lot of talk. There's a lot of buzz going around about it, right? So tell us a bit more about that and what makes it different from the other properties that you guys have in your portfolio.
Well, okay, thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it. It is so nice always to sit in studio with you, and it's so comfortable, so thank you for that.
Oh, good. I can make it freaky if you want that. Good
so
to have
that's
you.
Awesome. But Tambila Farmstead is amazing. It's a new product that we've opened up in February this year. It's about situated about 60 kilometers from Umaruru, and we offer unique experiences like, you know, farm-style experiences, wow. Like livestock feeding experience, where kids can actually go out and feed the turkeys, horses, wow. Goats. That's amazing for kids. Then we have the agriculture experience where we can, where you can get your hands dirty and actually go plant seedlings. You can actually go and hand pick vegetables for a farm-style meal. We also offer, like, for instance, a traditional Namibian braai where family can spend quality time together. And we also have a hearty breakfast option now as well, which is great. Then we also do offer other activities like air hockey, table tennis, darts, pool table. There's a lovely swimming pool. There's a play area for the kids. So it's really, really fun for the whole family.
The thing is just, Gerard, you know, many of us, us older people, you can see by the gray hair, many of us grew up on farms for some period and then went, lived in town and so on. And that's something that many people don't have the chance to do.
Yes.
You know, kids read about milking cows, you know, tending animals, fetching eggs. Youngsters love fetching eggs in the chicken coop and all of that stuff. Here they could physically do it. You can do things that you always only hear about what 100%. People on farms do.
Yeah, and it's all with a touch of luxury, so you still have that little vacation feeling, but you do get the whole farm living experience.
Because let's face it, there have been lots and lots of places out there who do the tourism thing, the relaxing thing, the mountain biking thing, you know, exercise, getting out there, creating memories. But this is a different kind of memories.
Yes, 100%. It's like I always say, creating Nankuze memories is the best thing to do in Namibia. And it's something that we want to offer Namibians that is, you know, attached to local cultures and also the way of life.
All right, so let's talk sustainability, because let's face it, that used to be a buzzword. It was things that a term that people used to try and sell what their product is. These days is not negotiable. And I know Nankuze puts a lot of time and effort into making it not only sustainable but eco-friendly and integrated with the local culture, right?
That is correct, yeah. So Tambila Farmstead is a prime example of a tourism establishment that integrates eco-friendly practices and, you know, supports local communities. Our farmstead is committed to sustainability and responsible tourism in several ways, like conservation and environment, you know, stewardship, local communities, cultural immersion and education. And it also acts as an internal supplier to all of our other entities to purchase fresh crops. It's an amazing opportunity for families or a group of 12 people to experience farm living with a touch of luxury and spend quality family time and learn more about sustainable farming.
It's amazing stuff. And I was actually, it was a good thing you answered. I was going to ask it because obviously it's a working farm, right? I mean, this, you have animals on there, you grow crops. I was going to wonder who buys that or where does it go? Would you say your other establishments?
Yeah,
you supply some of it.
Yeah, buy some of it, obviously. And then there's so much more that we want to do. So it's all just the start of actually being a sustainable farm.
Yeah.
But it's already growing, it's already being there. And we can actually support all of the other entities with Namibian grown crops, which is great. And then also it provides education not only to visitors, but also with our volunteers that actually come through and learn more about, you know, sustainable farming.
I'd love to volunteer to go there. I'll happily work there. That's awesome. Okay, so the good news is we've seen it now, right? Bed occupancy rates are going up. People are coming back into the country. Is there any difference that you guys can tell from what tourists wanted before COVID the big C and the way it is now. Are there any noticeable changes, or are the numbers just picking up, which is good news?
Well, Dion, it is all about traveling with a purpose. By offering local specials, we ensure that visitors have the opportunity to immerse themselves into the local culture, traditions, and way of life. By preserving an authentic local experience, we attract travelers who are seeking a deeper connection when traveling in Namibia and looking for a more meaningful travel experience. Thembila Farmstead is all about locals' experiences, and we want Namibians to have the opportunity to experience this as well.
It's important though that we mention that, because a lot of local people who do travel around were, you needed us during COVID because there were no international tourists. Some organizations did. Yeah. But I see you guys are keeping your commitment to locals, because at the end of the day, the locals are also part of the experience. That's what it's all about. And you want locals to go there too.
100%. And we as Namibians, a company of Namibians, is family of Namibians. And we want to support Namibians as far as we can.
Sure. So that's good news. You guys are seeing more and more. How's your response been, let's say, foreign tourists? Have foreign tourists gone to Thembila? And what is their idea been? Because I'm sure some of them might be farmers back in Germany or wherever, and I'm sure it'll be a little bit different.
Yeah, absolutely. We do get support from international markets as well, and we have always been very grateful for that. Thembila Nature Reserve by Nankuse is like 35,000 hectares.
Wow. So that's where you guys do a lot of your rehabilitation, right?
That is correct. That's where we do normally the release of our animals after they've been rehabilitated. And so when international people come and visit, then they have the opportunity to visit all of these lodges, because we have the four lodges there.
Yes.
And a lot of people would come in as walk-ins, which is international drive-by, and then they say, okay, now they want to stay at the Thembila Safari Lodge, but then they go and view the other entities as well. And when they reach Farmstead, then they say, oh my goodness, this is something I haven't experienced yet. And they really want to stay there. So then they'd rather choose the farm to have that farming experience.
But that's good stuff. I mean, especially given that you have four different experiences on one property. I mean, that is, you guys are doing essentially what is essentially a tourism mall. You have different choices all in one place, which is really nice.
100%.
I know a lot of the foreign tourists don't like to drive so much.
Yeah.
You know, so hey, we can do this, we can do the farm experience and all that. So so tell me this Farmstead Braai breakfast. Okay. I like the braai idea, because I think a lot of people are gonna have their first meeting with a braai after that, and I think their lives will never be the same. So tell me a bit about more for those foodies who are out there, because the breakfast as well is something quite unique, right?
It is indeed. With the Namibian braai, I mean, I think that's one of our cultures that is 100% standing out there, is a Namibian braai.
Sure.
And we obviously want to integrate that into the special that we're currently running as well. So I don't know if you, I mean, everybody remembers the day when Mom and Dan, you know, cooked up a storm in the kitchen to create a perfect home-cooked meal. Like that lekker vlees rice and aardappels that you would normally
lekker kookkos on a farm stove, man.
So Thembila Farmstead strives to offer a real home-cooked meal experience, including a hearty farm-style breakfast. With this, you get the baking experience where the farmhouse manager actually shares her baking secrets with you.
Wow.
Then you bake a fresh bread and you can enjoy that during your Namibian braai. Then we also do have the nesting experience, like we spoke about earlier as well, where you go and actually nest your eggs for breakfast, and that just adds on to the, you know, breakfast experience.
But yeah, that's part of the whole farm thing, because on a real farm, you don't have eggs that just hang in the fridge. You normally go get the fresh ones.
Exactly.
And that's kind of really what you want, because that is part of the experience. If you're camping, somebody has to light the fire before you can have coffee. That means somebody's getting up when it's cold.
Yes.
And the same thing on the farm. That is part of the experience.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, that's kind of something they don't often do. So many people in town here, if they don't need to get up early, they don't.
Yeah.
You don't see the sunrises every day. And that's one of the most magical times of the day, and to have your kids get up that early. Okay, so there's a special on at the moment. So tell me about the Thembila Farmstead special, because this is something that I don't think people want to miss. If you've never thought about going there, this is your opportunity.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, Dion. This is now really the special opportunity for Namibians to actually really explore and experience the farm living at Thembila Farmstead. The Thembila Farmstead Winter Getaway. We are currently running on the radio, and also you can also view it on our social media. And there are many activities like we discussed earlier, the agriculture experience, the nesting experience, baking experience. All of that is included with a Namibian braai, with a hearty breakfast. So you have that full experience of Farmstead. It's a Friday and a Saturday night included.
So it's literally a weekend. And since it's not so far, you can actually late afternoon drive out. You'll still have enough time 100%. To get there.
And then we also, it's like a real winter warmer because we also include 3 bags of wood where you can actually heat up at the fireplace inside of the farmhouse. It's really something unique. And I really encourage Namibians to really go and visit it. It's something that you will never forget.
Okay, so this is on your Facebook page, I would imagine, Nakuza's Facebook page.
Correct, yes.
Special is there. I heard the ad playing already.
Yeah.
So, so listen out for it, and then they just follow the portal there to go and do the bookings, right?
Yeah, 100%. They are more than welcome to visit our Facebook page, inbox, on Facebook. We are more than welcome to assist there, but they're also more than welcome to send us an email at collectioninfo@nankuse.com.
All right, until when does this run? Because we'll do it in 3 months' time. How long is the special valid for?
Until end of August. Okay. Depending on how busy it gets, we might extend it a little bit.
But get in there anyway, because believe me, this is not something that has 47,000 camping sites. 12 people is what it takes, right? So if you're a small family, you don't want the whole place to yourself, then you take two or another family with you, and the two of you share the experience, the two families together.
Absolutely. It is a minimum of 4 people that it can be accommodated, but it's for two adults, two kids, there you go. But it is an amazing opportunity to have a family gathering or a group of friends, a group of young friends that wants to go out and, break away for the weekend. So this is an excellent opportunity for that.
There we go. Till the end of August, Jelle is gewaarsku, get it done because we're already now at the second, this is the second last weekend of July. So there's essentially 6 weekends left.
Yes.
And I get in a Basis class at Alikasin because we're already in on Thursday. All right, there we go. Thanks so much for talking to us, Gerard. And you can phone us when everything's booked out, right? When the 6 weeks are booked out, then you can tell us if you can extend it because I think it's going to happen very quickly. I know a lot of people have kind of heard about it, but they're not quite sure. Well, now they know more. So thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you very, very much for your time, Dion. I really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to welcome the entire Namibia to Thembila Farmstead.
I am definitely going to go there as well. Probably, I would imagine, maybe in September because then we have like a little bit of a break. So I'm going to try and sort something out for that. I have my fellies already. I've got my hat because you're going to be out in the sun the whole day. I'm really looking forward to it. I grew up on a farm for a while, but I was very young when we left. So I didn't really have that experience anymore of, just doing farm stuff.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I tell you, when you relax there after you've done a lot of work on it and you fetch your own eggs, they just taste better.
Yeah.
When you've gone and you've harvested your own carrots that you're going to use in your meal, they just taste better.
This is a personal invitation, Dion. You're more than welcome to come visit
us. I will be there. I'll be in touch. Thanks so much, Gerard Fourie, Head of Marketing of Nankuse Collection.